Live from GPB News in Midtown Atlanta, I'm Taylor Gant. Good morning. The two Republicans vying to be Georgia's next governor continued to take shots at each other in a heated debate yesterday. Secretary of State Brian Kemp and Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle squared off at WSB-TV in Atlanta. Kemp attacked Cagle over a secret recording released last month in which Cagle can be heard saying he pushed a bill he considered, quote, bad public policy for political gain. Cagle shot back by saying Kemp had conspired with former candidate Clay Tippins to record Cagle without his knowledge and release snippets to the media. The contest is locked in a virtual dead heat with just over a week left before the runoff is decided on July 24th. The winner will face Democrat Stacey Abrams in November. Georgia and four other states will begin a week-long speed enforcement operation today. Operation Southern Shield will run through Sunday, July 22nd. Law enforcement in Georgia and Alabama will join Florida, Tennessee, and South Carolina in pulling over drivers who are traveling above legal speed limits. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says speeding killed more than 10,000 people in the United States in 2016 alone. State officials say most of the people killed by Georgia police officers in 2017 and 2018 had drugs in their system, including cocaine, meth, and marijuana. Data obtained by the AJC shows that out of 61 people killed by officers, 40 tested positive for a variety of drugs. With the number of deadly officer-involved shootings in Georgia on track to double 2017's total, GBI Director Vernon Keenan says drugs are a key issue in police shootings. However, Keenan says law enforcement leaders are still looking for other answers behind the rise in shooting deaths. Atlanta United broke its own Major League Soccer record for single-game attendance yesterday in a 1-1 draw against the Seattle Sounders. Despite the crowd of over 72,000 at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, Atlanta only came away with a tie in the match. After the game, Jeff Larenowitz said opposing teams are preparing differently before playing in Atlanta.
Teams are playing differently. You know, when they're coming here to play, it seems like there is a formula. Like we've kind of said to ourselves, it's up to us to crack it, you know? I think that we should expect it every game at home from here on out.
United's first-place lead is now down to 1 point, with New York City FC in second place. Atlanta will next host DC United on Saturday.